Well, as you know, having looked around, it's going to be bad this week. I'm the only one in a t-shirt. There are people hidden away here that are involved in vibes, and we'll have a look at them later on. But if you have a look around at all the different, this is your opportunity to begin, and if you get a bit bored, you can always have a look around as well. We're going to go on an epic journey this week. You'll hear Adam use the word epic so many times you'll get a bit bored with it, but we're on an epic journey. We're going to land in breathtaking bay. We're going to visit the mysterious mountains, the discovery dens, and of course the Crown Cave, and the rocky road at the back there. Do have a look, there's a lot of work gone into this. Some of these pictures and shells and things, they are absolutely fantastic, and people put a lot of work into it. Because Vibes is not about next week. It is about next week, but it's not just about next week. It's about all the work that goes in it beforehand and what happens afterwards as the children and the families remember some of the things that are said during that week. As they talk about what they've been doing and hearing and listening to. And there are three questions that I hope that they'll be able to take away with them and be able to answer. And the questions are, who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? And what does it mean to follow Jesus? I suppose put like that, it sounds almost a little bit dull and dusty. But when we go on this exploration, there'll be fun and games. There'll be Duncan Adam. Preferably not me. There'll be singing. There'll be stories. And we're all basing it around Mark's Gospel. If you notice, both our readings are from Mark's Gospel. And I thought to myself, there are two ways that you can help out. I'll mention it again at the end of the talk. One is pray for us, and we desperately need your prayers. I thought, to get a taste of what's happening during this week, why don't you take Mark's Gospel and read through it this week? It's the shortest Gospel, but he really does say it as it is, Mark does, and it's an opportunity to actually sort of work with us by hearing what we are hearing. So, who is Jesus? The verse that we're going to really think about that day is Mark 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. So we'll hear how people just got up and followed Jesus. If you think about it, it's quite a big thing. They just got up and followed Jesus. We heard about the disciples. He just said, follow me, and they followed him. It got me thinking, would I do that? Would I just get up and follow someone because they asked me to? Would I leave my family, my home, my job, if I had one? I would probably just ignore these things, thinking it was a joke or something. But Jesus commanded them, and they followed him. He had power and authority, and people obeyed. If any of you have been parents or are parents, you'll understand the word authority. Just think when you speak and say, tidy up, and it actually happens. You say, be quiet, and the children stop arguing. But our words are not like Jesus's. He spoke and things happened. We'll hear about how when Jesus spoke, evil spirits fled, people were healed, and the crowd were amazed. Jesus had power over everything. And why? Because he was God's son. So the next question, why did Jesus come? We hear the story of the man lowered through the roof by his friends because they couldn't get in to Jesus because the crowds and friend couldn't walk. These are the first things Jesus says to the man in Mark 2:5. He says, When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." His first words were, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Mark tells us that Jesus is the Son of God, and we go on to see some of the things he did by the things he said. You can just imagine everyone thinking, surely this man needs healing, surely he hasn't done anything wrong. One of the big things we will discover this week is about the word sin. It's a hard word to understand, but sin is the wrong things we all do and say. Sin is when we're selfish and put ourselves first. The worst part of it, it cuts us off from God. In this story we hear that not only does Jesus forgive sins, but he also heals the man, again showing his authority. Everyone was amazed. Well, not everyone actually. There were the religious leaders who were angry and wanted to get rid of Jesus. And as we know, the story doesn't finish there, because these leaders had Jesus arrested and hung on a cross like a criminal, even though he hadn't done anything wrong. I think this is the part that's hard even for us as adults to understand. But we will explore on why he had to die. Jesus took our punishment for all the wrong things that we've done, so that we can clear the way between us and God. And that was why, for a time, he also was cut off from God. But there's a wonderful part to the story, isn't there? That it doesn't finish there. Jesus rose from the dead, and we will hear more about that too. We're no longer separated from God. We can have a new life with Jesus forever. And so we come to our last question that we want to answer this week. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Jesus promised as he went back to heaven that he would come again so that we do in the meantime. So, Mark 1:15, "The time has come," Jesus said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." We need to repent and believe. We need to say sorry. We need to turn away from the wrong things. But we also need, as I hope these children will during this week, tell others about what we know and understand. The verse tells us that we should be ready by saying sorry for wrong things we do and turning away and believing in the good news of Jesus. By doing all these things, we'll become followers of Jesus. Our last verse, Mark 8:34. "Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.'" We'll begin to understand that being a follower of Jesus is not always easy. It means pleasing Jesus and not ourselves. What we really want to remember is that we can be forgiven for the wrong things we do. God is with us, helping us, and we have a secure place in heaven. Those that came along to the thank you service to Adam will remember that I said, as we were planning that service, I kept asking him how his talk was going, and every time, well, the one thing he did say to me is, "Well, Jesus is the answer." Never knew what he was going to say, but that was his reply. The answer to our question this week is just that, isn't it? That Jesus is the answer. He's the Son of God who came to earth to die in our place so that we could have a relationship with God and follow him. Jesus is the answer. As I said at the beginning of the talk, I pray that those of you that are not involved in life will be praying for us, both helpers and children, during this week. Pray that we will have fun enjoying the singing, the games, the stories, the crafts, and the times of prayer. Read Mark's Gospel so that you can travel with us on our epic adventure discovering Jesus. What we're going to do now is I'm going to hand over to Steve, and we're going to commission those people that are going to be involved in this service and vibes this week.